Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Trey bouncing it outside with nine. Now he's against Beal. Trey, three-pointer. Bang!
Bang!
That is Trey Young, folks. He has a knack for that kind of thing. It's 117 to 109, the Hawks lead.
I know what we got in this locker room, and I know what we're capable of, even when guys are out, that we can go out there and make some noise and make plays, and that's what we did tonight. But we always got to give a little bit more, including myself. I can't just ask everybody else to give a little bit more when guys are out and not expect myself to do more or not want that for myself. So that's something that, I mean, I take on myself too.
Right.
But we all play a big factor in giving a little bit more whenever those guys are out.
You got to lead by example,
it's
Trey.
Amazing.
Damn right.
Amazing how a young player, with the more years in his career, gets more and more mature, sounds more mature. More leader.
That sounded like Trey from every year.
No, it sounds different.
Does it?
Yeah, it sounds different.
He's been saying the same thing his whole career.
He sounds different.
His voice deeper?
He sounds different to me.
How so?
I just said it. It sounds a little bit more mature and things like that. So it's not always – his answers aren't for sure all
okay,
the time.
Okay.
And everything like that. It's more concise.
But my thing with the Trey
better,
narrative,
sounds,
though, was like – Trey's always said the right stuff.
It's not even about the right stuff. Again, it's about the demeanor. It just sounds different to me. It just sounds like he's been around, been in the league, putting his time, and grown as a player, as a man, as a leader. To me, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, and I'm sure he has. Like, I'm sure he's obviously, he's been around it, so he's just going to have those experiences that he didn't have before. This is just sort of going back to, like, the end of the Nate stuff and then kind of the DeJounte stuff too. Like, people would make so much about what other folks said.
Right.
It was like, well, again, just go listen to any Trey Young press conference or interview. He never said anything bad.
No.
Like, all he's ever said is, I want to be a leader. I want to lead by example.
Yeah.
All I care about is winning. Mm-hmm. The championships, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the team's a little bit better now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be any...
But again,
perceived static or anything like that.
I don't think it ever was any static, in my opinion.
Well, I don't think there was ever any static between him and teammates. I think there was definitely some static between him and coaches.
Oh, no doubt about that. I'm talking about teammates.
Yeah, yeah.
So, definitely that. You saw that with the first two guys. It just wasn't going to work with Trey and him and everything like that. And obviously, Coach Quinn is here trying to get the best out of this team. And he was lights out last night. He really, really was aggressive offensively while still trying to get his teammates involved. And, they beat a Phoenix Suns team who everybody, and I don't think we're alone by saying they're very underachieving bunch. And you're like, what do they do to try and get their ship righted? They're not going to blow it up. They got too much invested, but they got to figure something out.
They can't. They might want to blow it up because Bradley Beal's got a no trade clause.
Bradley Beal's like, bump y'all.
Yeah, they want to make a move.
I like Phoenix.
Yeah, and this is great. Weather's good. You guys are paying me $50 million.
Yeah, it's good for my back.
I come off the bench.
Yeah.
Like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going no
damn. You guys want to trade me to Miami after go start?
Nah.
We don't want to do that. No, they're not blowing it up. They just hired Bud. Like, they thought.
I keep forgetting Bud's there.
They thought they were fixing things.
Yeah, man.
They have Skinny Bud over there.
Yeah, Bud got off that damn red wine.
Is he leaving the wine alone?
Yeah, I think Bud leaving that wine and that gin alone, man.
Because he looks
healthy.
I wouldn't say fit, but he looks
healthy.
Looks like maybe he's got the Ozempic, you know? You never know. Anytime somebody's skinny now, you don't give them credit for dieting. You just be like, he's just taking Ozempic.
That's all it is, man. Not the fact that he's on a treadmill or anything like that. Nah.
Because I've never seen him on a treadmill.
Yeah, exactly.
I just assume he's pumping his body full of Ozempic.
Yeah, it could be. He could be.
The Suns aren't as good as they should be. I don't know if they're going to be able to fix it. Frankly, I don't really care that much. I mean, I would like it if Kevin Durant had, like, one last run.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, this is the third chance he's had at one last run.
Oh, yeah.
And it hasn't worked.
Like, he can't go nowhere.
Where's he going
to
go?
I'm like, is he going to go to Utah?
Yeah,
I don't know. Is he going to finally go play with LeBron in L.A.? He
could go back to Golden State. They need some guys.
Bad. They need some dudes. But, yeah, it's like, if it's like, maybe you the problem. And it's hard to say that he's the problem.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either. Yeah. But it's like, that was a mistake we all know about Brooklyn and everything like that. Teaming up with the team, with the guys you teamed up with.
Didn't work out.
Then you want to go there. You want to go to Phoenix, play with Devin Booker. Right? So I would want to go play with Devin Booker.
Sure.
But then it hasn't worked out. That's why I'm like, because it worked in Golden State. It's easy to fit a personality a player of his elk into a system. But can he be the system?
I don't know. At this point, it's hard because, you know, the clock is ticking. He's, you know, like you said, he's been in the NBA for 17
years. This dude gets to his spots.
He was a Seattle Supersonic.
Yes, I know.
He actually played for the Seattle Supersonics.
Right.
NBA fans.
Were you still over there when he was there?
Oh, yeah.
Did you go see him play?
I went to a ton of those games. I was covering that team. Okay. I was in that locker room a lot of times. Yeah, he was awesome. The same guy.
Right.
It was the same player. Weighed the same.
Jersey still, but that was with a big jersey.
That's when everybody had big jerseys.
And it was sliding off his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Now that dude. You could tell from game one, that guy was going to be an absolute maniac. It was like, no one can guard him. He's 6'11", and he shoots from up here.
Right.
And he can dribble. And all right. Remember everyone made that big deal that he couldn't bench press?
Yes. Oh, my God. Was it 185 or something like that?
Have you seen him? Like, he weighs 185,
yeah.
And his arms are 14 feet
long. It might have been less than 185, but I remember that.
How's he supposed to get that off his chest with those arms that
he has? Yes, I do remember that.
You know what he can do?
Shoot the damn lights out.
Get buckets. Draft him.
Yes.
Now, Portland was like, we need Odin. He can bench press. His legs are different lengths, and his knees are going to fall off. Go get Greg Oden.
Who was third pick in the draft?
Oh, great question. Odin, Durant.
It was Odin, Durant.
I know who the fourth pick was because it was Jeff Green and the Sonics got him.
That's right. They got Jeff.
Swapped him for Ray Allen.
And then the next year Russ came in.
Yeah.
And then the next year Harden came in, right?
Yeah.
Went like that?
Yeah. That was three straight years.
Yeah.
Sonics.
Yeah, man. Unbelievable.
Let me tell you. I got it now.
Okay.
Oh, Al Horford.
Oh, okay.
Al Horford, the Hawks drafted Al Horford in that. Oh, sorry, Jeff Green was the fifth pick.
Okay.
Mike Conley was the fourth pick. That's a hell of a damn draft.
Hell yeah.
Durant, Horford, Conley, all those guys are all still in the league. Jeff Green's still in the league?
I wouldn't be surprised if we see a highlight of him dunking on somebody.
He's going to. He's still in the league.
If he's still in the league, he's going to dunk on somebody.
Jeff Green's going to dunk on you at some point because he's still dunking on people at 40 years old. All right. So that's what happened last night. Hawks get the win. Hopefully they can keep that rolling. I know they have Chicago coming up. Chicago always beats them. Chicago's got some guys on their team, by the way, that I wouldn't mind the Hawks finding by the trade deadline. A couple of those guys. Hey, Trevor Etienne is headed to the NFL. Now, Trevor Etienne had never actually said what he was going to do.
No.
There was just some reporting. I guess that was unconfirmed that he was coming back to Georgia.
Yeah.
He made it known yesterday that he's going to the league.
I love his statement. I didn't read the whole statement. I just read the bottom. Trevor Etienne,
you read
SEC
the part after. With that said.
Yeah, with that said, you know, whatever. Okay, with that said, and then I like how you said SEC champion underneath it. Man, I really enjoyed watching him play this year for the Dogs. Really wish he would have played a little bit more, but he was banged up a lot throughout the season. Obviously, missed the first game with a suspension against Clemson. But the Texas game at Texas, I mean, the way he ran the football, the big play he made against Texas in the SEC championship game, just happy that he was a Dog. And good luck to you, man. And I'm not mad at him, dog, because the thing about it is you're a running back. If you're going to get all them cares, let them pay you for it.
Yeah,
and I'm talking about letting them pay you an NFL check for
it. Exactly right.
Yes.
He's a running back that plays in the SEC that just missed a lot of time because of injury.
Yes. Get an NFL check.
Yeah, go get paid to do that.
Yes, go get your NFL check.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously that opens the door fully for Nate Frazier, who I absolutely love. I think he's a superstar. Ball security. But, you know, whatever. But you got some depth there, got some guys coming in and everything. But, yeah, thank you to Trevor for you know, coming in and helping us out.
Tiger Woods made his TGL debut
last
night.
Came out to Eye of the Tiger and everything. It was pretty – it was because, you know, that was my first time watching it. Only not watching it because we were talking about it yesterday. And I was like, and, you know.
What'd you think?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It was funny. It was funny because Tiger. Okay. When Tiger drove the ball all over to the water, he's like, what the hell just happened? You know, and watching Charlie now, all that ain't going to always happen with Tiger and Charlie because there's other teams.
Right.
But that's why I thought it was funny. It was okay. I mean, like I said, I watched the beginning of it and then, you know, flipped back and forth.
Yeah.
While I was making dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of – I think that's what it's good for that.
Yeah.
I think it's a perfect Tuesday evening. You know, it's on. It's fun. There's a little banter. Tiger was making fun of Kevin Kisner and all that kind of stuff. So that actually was some decent personality last night, which I know a lot of the focus of the league is on the personalities of the players. It's a tough gamble. Guys got to have personality, you know, for personalities to be the focus.
Yes.
So hopefully they have it. Luckily, Kevin Kisner is out there, and he's about as funny as they come. So that worked. But I guess they got smoked. They got beat by the L.A. Golf Club.
Yeah.
I don't really understand how the scoring works.
I don't either.
Stuff, but they got beat pretty bad.
And that was my thing. They were like, well, right here, there's a two-putt. I was like, okay, let me just watch golf. And then, like, they're hitting the simulator, but yet they putt.
Yep, and they got a green in there.
Yeah, so yeah, it was
pretty cool to see, actually, because the green can, like, change undulation and all that, and they hit a button, and you can kind of watch it do it, which is cool.
Yeah.
My thought was, like, it's 2 weeks in now. I think it's going pretty good. It'll be interesting to see, you know, kind of how it goes over time. But just being in there and seeing it, I was like, I'd like to do this.
Right.
This would be really fun to do with my friends if I could get in here with, like, 10 people and some cocktails.
And then, like, all of them, they rich as hell. All of them got them nice simulators at their homes.
Yeah.
And so that's why, you know, like, the approach and the swing and everything, how much is it like being outdoors? Because Tiger said he don't hit the damn ball that damn far, and the ball always kept sailing into the damn makeshift ocean. And so I was like,
you got to adjust.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How much the adjustment elements. Do you have to do? That's the big.
But then
thing.
Also, you don't want to adjust too much because, you know, you actually got to go out and play the real courses and try to win that much.
Right.
Because that's what your career is, really. So, yeah, it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. I think it's off to a fascinating start for sure.